Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our friends over at Alienware. So I've got a question for all the gamers out there. Are you seriously going to miss out on Alienware's biggest gaming sale of the year? I mean, these are Black Friday prices we're talking about, so it's not just another sale. I took a look, and this is some pretty big bang for your buck. You know, it's Alienware with some of the most advanced engineering out there, with systems at the top of reviewers' lists. And what about a gift for yourself? Gift yourself a new Alienware 16 Aurora gaming laptop. I mean, this thing's got performance at the absolute next level with Intel Core processors. And even better, you could get it during Black Friday, starting at $899.99. That's right, $899.99. Plus, you could save on all kinds of displays and accessories like the Alienware 32 4K QD OLED gaming monitor for ultimate visual fidelity. These really are incredible deals on PCs with otherworldly performance. So I'd visit Alienware.com/deals soon and grab what you can before their biggest sale of the year goes dark.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're back early and often. Spirits are high. We're riding a little bit of a high right now here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Welcome. Tuesday morning. What a fucking weekend. Mikey Beardown Cuz hits his parlay. Big mega parlay. 4 for 4 alongside Joey Cold Cuts. We hit a big, big payout. Phenomenal football Sunday. I had good food. I had a good cigar. Bob the Sports gets set to go to Ole Miss tailgate coming this week. I put up on my story, where do people want to see Bob the Sports go next? Everybody said Ole Miss. I got a ton of Ole Miss comments on there. So what do? We book a trip to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, Texas A&M coming to you this weekend. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. Life's good. And it's time for another edition here at the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We're going to be having Mikey Beardown Cuz, and we're going to be having Joey Cold Cuts joining on us on just a bit as per usual, which is a new thing. I love having these guys on. The feedback to Mikey Beardown Cuz and Joey Cold Cuts coming on has been spectacular. I think they add just another dynamic here to the show. And speaking of adding another dynamic to the show, the buy or sell segment here on the Brilliantly Dumb Show never hurts. And that's exactly what I want to get into now. What did we see this week? What did we like? What did we not like? Whose stock is rising? Whose stock is plummeting? Is it a food item? Is it a certain person? Whatever it is, buy or sell segment of the week. What do we like? What do we not like? Let's go dancing. The first one I'm going to do is stock that I want to buy. Right out of the gate, buy the stock in what shocked, I think, everybody who watched Sunday Night Football last night. Paris Hilton is confirmed back and better than ever. I don't know if anybody saw Paris Hilton coming to life. Every Sunday Night Football broadcast, there's always a good cameo. They're always due for at least one good cameo. And Paris Hilton was the Sunday Night Football cameo, and she looks phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Better than ever. Rejuvenated. Paris Hilton, buy your stock in her. She was there with her boyfriend, fiance, husband. I don't know. Huge rock on her hand. The boyfriend that she had, if you asked me to draw up what I would expect a Paris Hilton husband, fiance, or boyfriend to look like, this is exactly the guy I would have drawn. To a T. But the reason we're here, Paris Hilton looked absolutely phenomenal. And what a time here in 2021 for Paris Hilton to make a big old comeback, a big old splash. Took a little bit of a hiatus, but she's back. Buy your stock in Paris Hilton. By the way, totally random. What's going on with Rihanna? Where is she? Talk about taking a little bit of a hiatus. I've heard nothing in regards to the Rihanna camp recently, just kind of a thought that popped up to my mind there. But buy stock in Paris Hilton, stock that I want to go ahead and sell. I've talked about it before on the show. Arby's. You know, Arby's, the fast food chain, has all the talent in the world, but they are mismanaged. They don't want it as much as their competitors do. And to be quite frank, Arby's continues to plummet. All the talent in the world. And what Arby's response was to losing all of their stock, to just completely going downhill, is we are going to change the French fry. We're going to take this curly fry, the only thing that people love at Arby's, and now make a crinkled cut fry option. So you got two fries as an option. That's not the problem. The fries at Arby's is not the problem. It's never been the problem. The problem is you can't figure out the beef. You might have to pivot away from the beef. They tried doing chicken wings. That was a bit of a disaster. We went to Arby's when we were in Atlanta for Bob Does Sports, and I always remembered Arby's doing good. I always backed Arby's. I didn't think they get the credit they deserve. Completely mismanaged. There's no life in there. There's no life from the employees at Arby's. They do not want it the way their competitors do. Sell your stock in Arby's. Buy your stock, and a guy that I will buy every single time for is AJ Minter, relief pitcher, Atlanta Braves, won the World Series, had the, the wherewithal to not only call me and FaceTime me after the Atlanta Braves won the World Series, but when he FaceTimed me, he had the awareness to go crazy with me and then turn the FaceTime camera in the locker room to point directly at the World Series trophy so that I could see the trophy on FaceTime. I will say this for a guy who's been a big baseball fan my entire life. To get a FaceTime from a pitcher who just won the World Series from the locker room, maybe 20 minutes after the last out was completed, gave me the chills. It was absolutely unbelievable. And to think that the relationship I have, the friendship that I have with AJ Minter started from me heckling him in the Dodgers bullpen before an NLCS game is fascinating to me. And to get the call, the FaceTime from him after the World Series, something that I'll never forget, he absolutely dominated the parade. The Atlanta Braves parade was phenomenal, and Minter took over. There were people throwing him beers. He was catching them, chugging them down. He had the cowboy hat on. Buy your stock in our guy, AJ Minter, every single time. And now's the time to buy. He is coming to Mississippi, where we'll be recording for Bob Does Sports. Minter will be there live, ready to rock and roll, which is spectacular. Buy your stock, AJ Minter. Stock that I am going to sell, Odell Beckham. I don't get what the deal is with Odell Beckham. Another guy, kind of like Arby's, all the talent in the world, but just doesn't have the drive. I mean, this guy, there is a whole drama series about this guy every single week. He is a distraction from the locker room. And to be quite frank, if you look at Odell Beckham's numbers of late, they're not even that good. I mean, yeah, with the Giants, he was unbelievable. All the talent in the world, super athlete. But he's not even putting up numbers. And what do the Browns do? They release Odell Beckham. Then they go into Cincinnati and say, we don't even need you to win. They go into Cincinnati and win a very hard-fought game against the Bengals. Sell your stock in Odell Beckham. I just every week, this guy's got something going on, and he's acting like he's a top-five wide receiver. He's not even close right now. I hate to bash the guy because, again, he's got all the talent in the world. But if you're going to start chirping every single week, complaining that you're not getting the ball and being the spotlight every single week, let's start putting up some numbers, Odell. Who will get Odell Beckham? We don't know, but sell your stock in Odell Beckham. Stock to buy. Without doubt, buy your stock in In-N-Out Burger. People like to bash In-N-Out Burger because it's so highly rated. And it's so hyped up to where people like to come in, be the naysayers on In-N-Out Burger, which is really a California West Coast staple now. I took Benny the Jet, our producer, to an In-N-Out Burger for the first time the other day. He was in all his glory, absolutely in all of his glory. The one problem I've always had with In-N-Out Burger is the French fries. They got the best hamburger around, but they would not be able to figure out their French fries. I have the answer to the French fries. You do the animal style, which is their secret sauce. You do it on the hamburger and you do it on the French fries. And this totally takes away from the fact that In-N-Out Burger has subpar fries because the animal sauce is so damn good and takes over. Andre Iguodala never had to bring his best stuff when he has Stephen Curry. The French fries at In-N-Out don't have to be superior when the animal style sauce is so damn good. Load the animal style sauce on the French fries. In-N-Out Burger lives up to the hype. Just don't have the French fries flat out as they are. Got to make an animal style. Benny the Jet loved In-N-Out. I am buying the stock in In-N-Out. I get it. I'm with it now. I'm totally on board. I could do without the long lines, but that's the way it's going to be. Buy your stock, ladies and gentlemen, in In-N-Out. So just a little review there. Buy your stock in Paris Hilton. Sell your stock in Arby's. Buy your stock in AJ Minter, our guy. Sell your stock in Odell Beckham. And buy your stock in In-N-Out Burger. Always got to be animal style. That does it for our buy and sell segment of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Now we head on over to everybody's favorite, Joey Cold Cuts, Mikey Bear Down, cuz they're riding a high this week. They are back for more. We head on over to the boys.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliant Ump Show to let you know that the Brilliant Ump Show is brought to you by our good friends over at Manscaped. This holiday season, I'm giving thanks to our friends at Manscaped. Think your holiday spread is good? It's time to give thanks to Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, or as I like to call it, the perfect package for your package. Inside, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver, ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Outside of the ad I'm doing right now, I will say I do have the Manscaped boxers. They send me a ton of those. Fucking phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. Sorry to curse there, Manscaped, but it's true. You guys do a phenomenal boxer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code 20BOBBY, 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code 20BOBBY at manscaped.com. Be thankful this holiday season for the best gift of them all from Manscaped. Your balls will thank you. In the meantime, we are moving on.
Gentlemen, bring them in. Are we doing the sunglasses today, Joseph? I don't want to just come out and just get right after you, because are we doing the sunglasses today?
He wears his sunglasses at night,
Bob.
I am absolutely doing the sunglasses because you know what? I feel good.
You know what though,
Joe? You look good. You look good.
You do.
I appreciate
the
that.
Hair looks, I do. I mean, that the
I
hair
had to do the hair. Is. I feel good. I feel alive, and I feel ready to hit some picks.
You remind me of a young Roy Orbison.
No idea. Only Bear Down would know. Do you know who that is, Joseph? You're going to say
old
take
school.
It, but do you know
old
who that
school?
Is?
Old school musician.
Only
like,
Bear Down.
Like what? Old school.
But Joseph, pretty old school, the only issue I have with the sunglasses, and you can let me know if you have a couple issues with me, is we can't see the emotion. We can't see the expression. You know what I mean? Howard Stern can pull off the sunglasses, I guess. But I want to see the Joseph DeMar. I want to see expression. I want to see raw emotion. Can I see that?
We're doing this earlier than normal.
Now, if Roy Orbison didn't have a beard, I mean, Cuts is a young Roy Orbison.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's like who it.
He is. That's who he is.
I mean, can we do with that? Can we see the Joey Cold Cuts that we know and
love?
It's
always something with you, Bob. There's always something with
this. More. Isn't that the Cold Cuts you know and love right there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm still the same Cold Cuts. I just took some sunglasses off.
Boys, it's good to have you back. It's very good to have you back. I, if I may, would like to give a big shout out, a very big shout out, if I can here, to Joey Cold Cuts. And we did Football Sunday at Joey Cold Cuts' house. By the way, we hit the 4-for-4 parlay. We talked about that earlier. We did Casa de Cuts, Joey Cold Cuts' house, back to his house for Football Sunday. It was spectacular. He had queso. He had drinks, the new beef jerky. The air conditioning was very good. He had great cigars ready to go. I brought the bagels. We ordered dinner. It was an immaculate setup at a Joey Cold Cut. So I, right out of the gate, I needed to tip my cap. It was a great, great football Sunday.
I came back swinging. Bear down. You should have seen the spread. The whole nine yards were just, you know, and for anybody who now goes back to saying that it should be done at Robbie's house, I got news for you. There's something special about this place. For the first time in God knows how long, we had football Sunday at Casa de la Cuts, and we went 4 for 4 on the power play. We were hitting bets. We were hitting everything. And you know what? This place is special. This is like Soldier Field to you for the Bears. You just don't move. And just reroute. Just like it. This is the Lambeau Field here. I mean,
do you believe that?
I love it. Well, you know, I come for the camaraderie. I stay for the cutsy analogies. So, you know,
it's there's something special. This is like the Papa Hollis. I built this place. This is where our aura is. This is where we do best. And, you know, quite frankly, Bob, I got to tell you, you're quick to point the finger at me and Bear Down for when we miss picks. You haven't been in the equation. You've been off on the road. We did a couple games at your house. You know, I'd like to think that if we had all the games in my house, our record would be even more sterling than it is to begin with.
Bear Down, do you have any thoughts on that? I have plenty of thoughts on that. Do you want to take the reins here?
Well, I mean, that's a personal indictment and attack on you. So I would imagine the ball is in your court.
It's a little preposterous. I absolutely loved being there. And if it was my choice, I would absolutely be there, Joe. You know that. This is for work.
What about, sorry to interject, but I seem to recall, and Bear Down, tell me if I'm wrong, you taking, switching the narrative and moving Casa de la Cuts for the first 2 or 3 weeks to your house. And quite frankly, that was not the right play. And I'm glad you see that now.
A big reason why I did that, and I still don't think it has anything to do against my accommodations. A big reason that I did that was because of how hot it is in your apartment. Outrageously sauna, Sahara Desert type heat you're dealing with.
I got a personal air conditioning unit now.
You got it fixed. You absolutely got it fixed. You got that fixed. You even had Raina, my housekeeper that I gave you. You got her. I mean, she did an incredible job even before for football Sunday. So, no, I don't have any complaints, especially with the AC unit now being fixed. Now, a place that
I would have had trouble in any climate watching games indoors. Anything over 70 would be a little uncomfortable for me.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I made the necessary adjustment.
You did. Though. Absolutely.
And to be quite honest, is sometimes you gotta bear down, pardon the French, no pun intended. You gotta bear down through elements like that, and you gotta make the sacrifices necessary to be a winner. And sometimes Bob is, if he's not in the most ideal, comfortable place, all of a sudden now he's pointing fingers, wants to change things up. I'm just glad I'm not here to ruffle any feathers. I'm just very glad.
He
had a phenomenal Sunday.
You are unfucking believable, man. You are unbelievable.
And I was a very gracious host, Baron, and I had him smoking a $50 cigar, okay?
Right. Which I heard he lit the wrong end of. Is that true?
The wrong end. He goes, you know, this cigar is good, but it's just missing something. I say, yeah, maybe if you smoked it the way you're supposed to. He looked like Brooks Koepka's fucking fiance holding the cigar the wrong way. It was ridiculous. And then I go out and there's shavings all over the freaking, you know, outside and whatnot. I was like, oh, Bob. He was great with everything except his cigar game needs.
So are you suggesting that Bob is one of these guys that has to have like everything, you know, perfectly tailored to his wants and needs? He needs his environment to be perfect for him? Because if that's what you're saying, that description reminds me a little bit of somebody up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, where's number 12, not for nothing.
I mean, if Bobby's performance could be like Aaron Rodgers, I'd let him get away with fucking murder.
There it is.
You know, I will say, and it's not like, but with in regards to the Aaron Rodgers thing, he's obviously such an unbelievable quarterback. There's no debate.
Top five I've ever seen play the position.
Incredible. But my God, is he a diva? I mean, I think this guy enjoys the controversy. He is such a diva, man.
He's not that much of a diva, Bob.
He's a hot stove magnet. I mean, it's just always got to everything revolves around him. I think LaFleur in the press conferences all week looked like he was on like his last breath with this guy. Listen, again, top five greatest guys I've ever watched play the position, not up for debate, not up for discussion, but there's a reason that he has all these issues with his family. There's a reason that he was absolutely ridiculous before the season started with who they got to trade for this guy and they let this guy go. And it's just one thing after another. But listen, he cost his team a win. Whether you agree with what he did or not, I could care less about vaccination status. Not even going to speak to that subject. Could give a shit less. You get vaccinated, you don't. I don't care. But he 100% fabricated and twisted his words a little bit to deceive the public. He 100% did. And you saw what happened because of it. Cuts, you said yourself, Aaron Rodgers plays in that game against the Chiefs Sunday. They probably beat the Chiefs by 2 touchdowns.
At least. But I will say, I don't think you can blame him for them losing the game. Like, I'll be honest, Davante Adams 2 weeks ago, okay, he is fully vaccinated. He got sick.
My point is that
he got COVID and he still had to miss the week. So I think to say that Aaron Rodgers cost them the week is a bit of a stretch. I do agree, and I won't go against. I think the way he's handled it with the media is ridiculous. Listen, I think it's ridiculous, but I think to say he cost him a week is a little bit of a stretch. I was very impressed, though. This is what I take out of the Packers game this week, okay? A, the Packers are nothing without Aaron Rodgers. And B, our defense is starting to come together.
They're playing well.
When Aaron comes back and we start getting Za'Darius Smith and we get Jair Alexander back, you know, when some of these guys start, and
Bakhtiari's
still not playing. When some of these guys come in and fill the void, this is a team to reckon with. And now Aaron Rodgers knows this is exactly what I wanted. I didn't want distractions. I didn't want Jordan Love to come out and play the game of his life, because then everybody's going to say, oh, see, they don't really need Aaron. This is exactly the narrative we need, because now Aaron comes back at the helm, you know, and he drives us to the Super Bowl.
You know what bothers me, though? And I'm with you, because I don't even want to go in the whole vaccination thing. But at the same time. The Fox Sunday guys were talking about it, to where I think it's Carson Wentz is not vaccinated. And that's okay. He's gone about it the right way, to where he's notified everybody that he need to. He never lied about it. He's going about it the right way. They do the whole checklist, everything that he's got to do, to where Aaron could have done that as well, but he just decided not to tell anybody, which is the issue that I have, you know, with it. Why not just say it?
And the difference between Devontae missing a game and Rodgers missing a game. I mean, listen, you could survive without a star receiver for a game. You could survive. It's difficult. Of course you want him there, but you could survive. That team is not built to survive without Aaron Rodgers. You just said it yourself. They need him. And at that position, that's the most critical position in all of sports. You're supposed to be the consummate leader. And I just think, like, I just think, quite frankly, he is so, like, not that he's over it. I think he loves to play the game. I think he's ultra competitive. But, like, I don't think he buys into, like, he's got to be the pillar of leadership for everybody. I don't think he buys into that the way some other quarterbacks do. And for better or for worse, I still think you have a great team. I think your team will make a run. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But
his woman has a lot to do with his new Zen weird
shit. She's a train wreck.
I will not disagree with you on
that. Tans her vagina.
Well, let's keep it PG here, Bear Down.
Listen, eats clay.
We got kids who listen here.
Eats clay, gargles sesame oil.
PR Cutsy is going to come in and interject.
Let me tell you, Bear Down, if Cutsy has to tell you to hold back.
Yeah, you know, what is that?
If Cutsy has to tell you to hold back, you're way out of line.
If Cutsy is like, little out of line, you come and see me, it's like an R-rated movie. You go and see Cutsy, it's like an NC-17 movie. No children under 17 allowed.
I'll tell you what.
They turn it from PG-13 to PG-18.
On a whole nother note, okay, the last time that we all came here together, okay, we had just suffered a tough weekend. Tensions were running very high. A lot of pointing the fingers.
From you.
But here... Can I finish? I mean, for guys,
that was a bit out of line. I'm sorry.
That he came in to not, that doesn't start controversy is ridiculous. But we come in here, okay, Sunday, and I will say this parlay was the sweetest parlay. I can't, this to hit Sunday 4 for 4, me and Beardown put in $300 to win $1,500. It all hits. Beardown, you've been on the roller coaster from the start here on the Prize Picks. How fucking sweet was that for the big fella to counter in what people were saying, myself included, that Beardown might be going a little bit cold. Beardown counters Sunday, boom, with the big parlay.
Yeah. Well, Thursday we win Prize Picks for everybody, a flex play 2 out of 3. Okay. You know, people really don't give a shit. They're like, okay, whatever. Sunday was absolutely a redemption day. It was, but you know what? We've been there. Like, this is business as usual. I am not going to sit here and be like, I told you so. Come, you know, I want an apology from everybody. Absolutely not. I could care less. It's like I said last week. If you can't take a down week, 1 out of 8, 9 weeks, we had 1 bad week out of 9. If you can't handle 1 bad week, you're not built for it. That's what I said last week. I'll say it again this week. It was sweet as sugar, Bob. It was sweet as sugar. And the fact that I was on FaceTime with Cuts, we knew we were going to hit the flex because all we needed was 3 of 4. Lamar only needed one more completion at the time. And we knew the game was at least going into overtime. So we knew we were hitting 3 of 4. But to be on FaceTime with Cuts
while it hit,
when the Lamar pass to Andrews came in and both bets hit, before we even had to go to overtime. And then I had a guy DM me, and he DMs me on Instagram, and he goes, thank God it went to overtime, huh? And I replied, fun fact, pal. 4 for 4 hit before overtime. Fun fact.
You know what I actually love about Beardown and Cuts, and we were talking about the other day, that Mikey Beardown cannot help himself when he gets
a passionate young man,
or whether he gets a comment. And really, the way that with the internet, you're never, if you respond to these trolls, you're never gonna win. They immediately win. But Mikey Beardown, if you come into the comments and if you say something about his parlay, he can't help himself and he has to rebuttal. Am I wrong, Cutsy?
Beardown is the only person I have ever met in my life who can simultaneously do an Instagram live while on a full rant and still manage to read every single comment that comes in and respond during the rant to the commentary. It is an uncanny ability. I can barely even focus on what I'm trying to say on a live when I'm reading the comments. This guy, the multitasking out of you, Beardown, is really something special.
You know what it is, Bob? I think I like to think that I have an ability to correctly identify the comments that are made when people are serious. I think I can recognize an absolute troll job from something that's really coming from somebody who's confused and who has problems, obviously. So I identify those comments. I try not to deal with the ones I could see, obviously, are troll. There was a comment last night on the Prize Picks post, for example. Some gentleman who follows both of you, follows me, and you guys follow him. I don't know who he is. And he said, can we talk about how Cutsy is absolutely crushing Beardown's pick? Something yada, yada, yada. And I was like, this is clearly a troll job.
Hold on, what was the comment?
Something along the lines of, can we talk about how Cuts is clearly Michael Jordan to Beardown Scottie Pippen or whatever he said. Something like that. Which is absolutely. Well, you follow him. So you probably put him up to it, Cuts.
Beardown, we just hit. You think I'm going to put somebody up to.
No, and that's exactly right. This was clearly a troll job. I did not address it at all. I let it just roll off my shoulders, which I did a lot of things. Oh, I saw it.
Beardown sees everything.
I was tagged. I saw it.
Yeah.
Bob, you answered DMs. Bob, you aren't a DM answerer. There's no question.
Not great. I will say Bobby is, and to his credit, I'm very hard on Bob oftentimes. I've seen this man.
You can say that again.
You would think Bobby is like a Fortune 500 CEO. The way his phone goes off throughout the day, it's unbelievable. Messages, calls, DMs, it's
preposterous to the point where I'm like, this guy's ignoring me, but he's got like three calls going at once.
I said it yesterday when he sent the screenshot of his home screen in the group chat and I saw it was a notification from Instagram. I said, how in the world do you have notification? God bless you for having notifications on
moves around
from Instagram with 223,000 quarter of a million followers. I only have 47,000-48,000 and I turn mine off because it's overwhelming.
Six and I can't keep track of them. I have like
I turn them off. I can't believe Bob. I can't believe you have it on. But incredible. Incredible.
You know what? It getting the notifications, it's like an adrenaline rush for me to where I in a way I need it. I like being so in tuned on what's going on. And I see as well just about every DM, but I a lot of them, you know, you just can't get to them or whatnot, but I do see it. It's an adrenaline rush for me, which is why I think I take a lot of heat in our group chat, Gamblers Digest, which is the best group chat. I love it. I absolutely love it. If I'm not precise, if I'm not responding right back, if I'm not there every snap talking to you, if you look at four quarters of how many messages we sent about a game in the matter of four quarters, it's got to be over 300 texts, I would say.
If everyone is couch status, yes. If everyone's sitting in front of the television, yes.
And I think I'm very unfairly criticized for my response times into the group chat.
No, see, that's ridiculous.
Cold Cuts brought it up the other week. You even said the other week that I am bringing nothing to the table in the group chat, which is not fair because I'm absolutely bringing something to the table.
What are you bringing to the table? You don't make the picks.
Don't make the picks, but I'm the straw that stirs the drink.
But then you're not messaging the group chat.
I am in the group chat. It's not fair to say that I'm not in the group chat.
My point is, Bob, is I'm trying to run a Michelin star restaurant. I still have time to pull the phone out and send a message here or there to Bear Down and you just to try to still keep the camaraderie going. And you're not at work. You're on the couch. I mean, what? Maybe you're in Atlanta or you're somewhere else. Now, if you're at the World Series game, you won't hear me say it. But I know when you're out of the realm or when you're available. And all I'm saying is, you know, a little message back, like, "Let's go, boys. We got the second half." That's all it takes.
I think I bring a lot more to the table on the group chat than I get credit for. And if you happen to come across a Flight Bob is the best Bob you're going to get.
It is the best. Bear Down, we said this the other day, me and Ticket were talking. In-Flight Bob is a Bob that goes above and beyond all other Bobs because he always purchases the in-flight Wi-Fi because God forbid he doesn't have access to his, you know, his dimension, and you know, for 5 minutes. But that being said, is when he's in flight, there is not a message, there is not a DM, there is not a post tag that does not get noticed, and he is like fire on top of like responding, which, you know, I like to think, Bobby, right now, AJ Minter's getting permanent in-flight Bob, which is why the two of you are now best buds, because an in-flight Bob is as good as it's ever going to get. It really is.
It's a good Bob. It's a great Bob. But look, I'll always say when I'm wrong, I'll keep giving more to the group chat, keep enhancing the group chat. I think it's an incredible group chat. We got a top five that you guys had an issue with the last top five on the sides, which I thought was a very good one.
Didn't have an issue with it per se,
but you felt that it was not a great top five. I thought it was an awesome top
five. Well, I don't think it was a bad top five, but if it was very closely mirrored. There were a lot of similarities. Hors d'oeuvres at a wedding was the week before, side dishes. I mean, it was very, very, there's a fine line there. I think that's all.
We're going to a whole new gear, okay? Switching this into a whole nother gear, all right?
All right.
Top five, the Ask Mikey Bear Down, Ask Joey Cold Cuts, Ask Bob segment, top five to close down the show. We're going to start with you, Mikey Bear Down, then we're going to head over to Joey Cold Cuts and then myself. Mikey Bear Down, top
pressure.
Five movies of all time.
Oh, I like this.
Top five movies of all time. Bear Down starts us off.
Personal favorites or movies that I think are the best? My personal favorites, I am assuming.
Personal favorites.
Number one is Goodfellas.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
Number one is Goodfellas. Number two, and people are going to jump all over me on it. Number two for me is another Scorsese film, but it's a little off the beaten path in terms of it's Raging Bull. Raging Bull is, and arguably Raging Bull to me is almost with Goodfellas. But yes, Raging Bull is, yeah, Raging Bull to me is, it's a very meaningful movie to me. Raging Bull is number two. Goodfellas, Raging Bull. Number three would have to be Jaws. Jaws is one of my all-time favorite films. It really is. Jaws is my number three. Yeah, that's right. Jaws is my number three.
Number four, I got Sharknado. And
wait a minute. I mean, you're going to tell me that Jaws is not one of the top movies ever made, Bob? You're going to compare it to Sharknado? It's one of Spielberg's finest. And the story is not about the shark so much as it is the men that were aboard the ship. But obviously that was way over all of your heads and I was ridiculed. That's fine. Neither here nor there. Number four is going to be out of the Star Wars trilogy. It's going to be Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back, is my number four favorite movie of all time, is The Empire Strikes Back. And then to round it out at number five, I would have to say is Godfather Part One. Godfather Part One would be my five. So Goodfellas, Raging Bull, Jaws, Empire Strikes Back, Godfather Part One.
Okay. There he is. I will say that's a tough thing to do, to just get put on the spot like that, especially for someone that big.
He knows him, though. He knows.
And I will say he came out firing. I mean, he had that ready to go. Cold Cuts, we head over to you.
Oh, see, this is the thing. And no matter what I give for my top five, I'm going to look back at this after I give it. And I say, oh, I forgot this movie, or, oh, I should have put this in there. So, I mean, it is tough just off the top of my head to go with, you know, the best movies. All right, I'm going to give this a go here. I don't know where I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go five, okay? You guys don't like it, but I think it's a great movie. It incorporates two things I really like, which is football and romance together, is Silver Linings Playbook at number five. I think it's a really good movie. And I haven't even started, Bob, you know?
I'm not laughing. Bear Down.
It's a great movie.
Bear Down started that.
I'm going to get laughed out. I'm going to get laughed out for fucking Jaws.
You should not be pointing at me. If anybody's watching on the YouTube right now, Bear Down started that entire thing with the
I was looking at Bob laughing, so I started laughing. I can't help it. It's a problem I have. I'm working on it.
I mean, I think... It's not of all time. It's what I like the best. And this is a movie I just find myself very connected to it. Fair. Number four, we're going to go with the Scorsese film, The Departed. Departed is a really good movie. Twists and turns, exactly what I like. It kind of keeps you guessing. You don't know what's coming next. Number three, I'm going to go with Jurassic Park. I think, like, for its time and just watching it as a kid, and like, it's just one of the best movies. It's so awesome. It's so well done. That's my number three. Number two. No, actually, I'm going to remove Jurassic Park. Remove Jurassic Park.
What?
Remove Jurassic Park. I'm going to go with Catch Me If You Can at number three.
Another great movie, though.
See, this is what I'm seeing. There's so many in my head that I'm thinking about. Catch Me If You Can is number three. I think the story's great. And I just think all about it with Leo and Tom Hanks together, and that is unbelievable. Number two, I'm going to go with The Shawshank Redemption, because I think Shawshank Redemption is so well done. And who does not like Morgan Freeman in a movie? I mean, this guy, the red in it. Have you watched that, Bear Down?
I liked him in Ted.
Ted? You're unbelievable. Stick with Jaws. Number one.
Jaws. By the way, Jaws and Jurassic Park, what's the fucking difference? One is about a huge shark. One's about giant dinosaurs.
First of all, the graphics and the cinematography in Jurassic Park, and they're both Spielberg.
Spielberg.
Bobby, if you put a post up right now, I'm willing to wager this right now with Bear Down. I'll bet up to $50. I'm not betting more than that because it's just a fun wager. I don't want to take your money. If you put up a poll right now, Bobby, better movie, Jurassic Park
Jaws. I guarantee you, and I'm sorry, Bear Down, it is going to be very lopsided.
You're placating to a certain generational
would it be that? Would it be that?
I don't think it would be that I'm lopsided. I don't think so.
70-30.
Okay.
All right.
Anyways, I don't like to finish. Number one, I'm going to go with Goodfellas. It's
what happened to number? What happened to number two?
Number two was Shawshank.
Are we
number
sure
two was Shawshank Redemption? He's trying to get me off my game. Number two was Shawshank. Number three was Catch Me If You Can. Number four was Departed.
Right.
Number five was
Silver Linings Playbook. Yeah.
Number one is Goodfellas, and it's not even close. It's just it has everything that you need in the movie. It's I could watch that in stages. I could watch that the first half, the second half, or just the middle and be satisfied. The lines in it. The characters between De Niro and Pesci is the best bad guy of all time. I think that's my number one. And I gotta be honest with you, Bob, you don't like the Silver Linings Playbook, but aside from that, the rest of them are all, you can look in the top 10 movies, they're all in there. Top 20 at least.
Okay. It was all fun and games till here we go. It's go time now. Okay. And by the way, I do want to reiterate that the Silver Linings Playbook that I mean, prepared, if you, I highly recommend watching the YouTube because if you see Bear Down's response to it, his reaction is all time. I mean, absolutely.
Joe, he started snickering so hard that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He was ear to ear.
Okay. Number five, I'm actually going to go with Forrest Gump at number
five. Great movie.
That's good.
I'd like to go ahead and put Forrest Gump at number five. Number four, I would like to go Remember the Titans. Remember the Titans is one of my.
You love that movie.
Bro. Oh, it's a good movie. It's got it all. It's got it all. Number three, give me Shawshank Redemption. Number two, give me Goodfellas. And then number one, give me Good Will Hunting.
Oh, that's a very good movie, Bob.
Do you have an issue with the Good Will Hunting at one there, Bear Down?
I mean, with the tone in which you just asked me, absolutely not. You sound like you're going to take my lunch.
No. I really want to know. I really want to know. I'm truly curious.
No, I'm a Good Will Hunting guy. It's not my number one, but again, this is personal favorite movies. Good Will Hunting is probably in my top 15.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's very good.
It's a good movie. Okay. Forrest Gump, great call of Forrest Gump, by the way. And yeah. my favorite from Cutsy's lot was, believe it or not, I like Departed and Catch Me If You Can. I probably do have Catch Me If You Can a hair above that. I love the Catch Me If You Can play.
Catch Me If You Can's unbelievable. Okay, boys. I mean, in the prize picks department, the boys are very hot. It feels really good. We got to go ahead and we got to get out the prize picks coming for Monday night. We're recording this Monday night right now. So we got to go ahead and we got to get that out. This has been another edition here of the Brilliant Dump Show. The boys are riding high. Who knows what's going to happen this week? It's always something week in, week out. We appreciate the rush. Bear Down, appreciate you, Joey. Cold Cuts, as always. That's another edition of the Brilliant Dump Show. Cold Cuts, what do you got?
I just want to finish off by saying, the executive chef Bear Down and sous chef Cuts put out a real nice special this week, and everybody was eating it up, and they want more. All I got to say.
We'll see you then, folks. That's another edition of the Brilliant Dump Show.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.